Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Mark Blankenbaker and Jeff Lightsey Jr.
Welcome back to The Diener Show here on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Tri-State Men's Health. Guys, you know, I'm down 26 pounds here, you know, and I'm super pumped about it. And Tri-State Men's Health and the weight loss journey that they put me on has been amazing. They changed my medicine. I'm on later this afternoon, I'm going to change over from semaglutide to tirzepatide, which is kind of the active ingredient in Mounjaro, I believe. But basically, it's nice to have a way to shift gears. Like if you've been on one thing for a period of time and you've had success and you're not really putting weight back on, but like maybe you want to lose a little bit more, to go to a different medication that can basically do the similar thing. So I'm going to start that over the weekend and I'll be updating you guys on that and just trying to get to the place for tailgate season, right? Like I want to want to enter into the cold weather months in a good spot, you know, because it's tough in the cold weather months, so you want to start from a good place. Mm-hmm. And I'm down 26, and I haven't put any weight back on, but Tri-State Men's Health, they can do the same thing for you. And if you have low testosterone or ED or something like that, they can help you there, and they totally understand you. And now, guys, I don't know how you want to bring this up to the lady in your life, but in the weight loss program, they will treat women. And it is a men's clinic. It is a men's program. But I was in there the other day, and I said, hey, you know, for the weight loss program, will you see females? And they said, absolutely. For weight loss, we can do that. They're a totally different set of questions, but they're licensed medical providers. And while they'd normally see men, if there's a lady in your life, now I wouldn't say, hey, honey, go to Tri-State Men's Health and start losing weight. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, probably
but,
not.
But, you know, if there's somebody in your life that's saying, hey, I kind of want to do that too, you can send them over there to Tri-State Men's Health. So go see them over there, 950 Breckenridge Lane. Go to tristatemenshealth.com and you know, sign up for your appointment. So you know what I'm doing next Thursday?
No, what are you doing? It's next Thursday.
Next Thursday, supper club.
I'm jealous.
Oh, my word.
I am jealous.
There are some spots available if you go to Beam Distillery, beamdistilling.com. Jeff can't go. He's going to have a new baby.
This is true.
He cannot go down to Claremont.
This is true.
Next week. That's not going to fly. I know how that's going to go. But no, if you're available, go to beamdistilling.com and Claremont Supper Club. This time, they're going to have, it's going to be I think it's like Knob Creek Rye, Knob Creek Rye and Knob Creek Bourbon and Rye. It's the first time they've done it, but there are three more days to buy. Go to beamdistilling.com. I'm going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's always a blast. And I would just check it out. Also, the 90th anniversary of Beam Distilling, they're going to have live bands out there. This is for August 17th. It's only $50.
Oh, man.
And there's lots of stuff out there for the 90th celebration on August 17th. They're going to have tastings with master distillers, Old Relic bottle signings. The kitchen table is going to have a special menu. And at the Last Supper Club, man, I sat with Fred and Freddie No and their wives. And I was, like, chatting with, like, the makers of the stuff. Like,
well, that's fun.
It was, I was like just hanging out there and it was really cool to be able to be a part of that. And so that's next Thursday. I'll be down there in Claremont. So maybe once things settle down in your world, maybe you can get down there for another event.
I definitely have to go back, man. That was fun. It was awesome. The last one around Derby. That was really cool.
Yeah, that was cool. What was that? Was that a separate club?
It was the Thursday event, whatever Thursday.
Oaked.
Yeah.
I think it was Oaked.
So, it was good, man.
Text line.
Food, good drinks. It was a good time.
It's always a blast. Yeah, how can you not have fun there? It's just incredible. Text line says, Greg Blankenhaber. text line says, that's funny, I'm a cigarillo man.
Yeah.
So backwoods and cigarillo, similar type of product?
Yeah. Okay. They all get the job done.
Yeah. Text line says, no, Jeff, of course Mark doesn't know what backwoods are. Louis Rabot stuck his head in here at the break, and he goes, you all should have a segment like this of what Greg doesn't know. Yeah. Yeah. Which isn't a bad idea. Yeah, You would have to do the prompting. I don't know what I don't know. I don't know what I don't know.
I'm sure I could come up with a few. Yeah. I could come up with a few today.
So maybe we could do that again.
Last time it was haircuts every week or weekly or whatever. This time it was backwoods.
Okay.
We'll see what we can do next time.
Seems like you went on a 9-day rotation this time.
This time it was only longer because it was too long. Like I went 2 days before, but I had the V show. So typically I go in the morning. But if I'm not the first person, if my barber comes late and I had the V show, like
what's going on with the V show?
Well,
is Bob not around? Like,
well,
what's going
on? He's back today.
He's back today.
But they start at 12, and so like I got to make sure I get home, get ready, and back here. So it takes time, and it's like if I have a later show, a 3 o'clock show, yeah, it's easy. Boom, boom, whatever. But if I get in there and if somebody's there before me.
Middle of the day is kind of tough.
It's rough. So yeah, like, that's why it took longer this time.
I get that. Okay. Yeah, okay. The 4th of July, maybe it's tough to get in there. The 4th of July,
too,
Thursday, Friday.
Off, yeah, people's off stuff. So yeah.
Like, understandable.
Yeah.
Understandable. Medvedev up 4-2 against Alcaraz in the first semifinal of Wimbledon. Djokovic later. We'll see who the real Italians are with in this office as they roll along. Man, do you get into this at all? Does the tennis,
don't do that for me. This is what I'm into. I'm over here looking at Tyron Stokes highlights. Like Tyron Stokes is killing them out there on the Nike EYBL. I think he won MVP of his recent.
All right, so tell me who Tyron Stokes is.
You don't know who Tyron Stokes is?
No.
You really don't?
No.
Oh, man. What, Mark? Come on. Tyron Stokes is the number one player in the class of 2026.
Oh, why I don't know about him yet.
And but he just so happens to be from Louisville.
Really?
He's from Louisville. Yeah, he grew up here.
I thought he was from California.
No, he lives out there and plays out there now. But
I've heard of this kid.
Yeah,
yeah,
he was
okay.
Born here. Yeah, I think he spent his elementary school years here, but then.
What elementary school?
I don't know. What elementary school did you go to? I went to Northside Christian.
Northside Christian.
Yeah,
okay.
So I went to private school for elementary up until I got to sixth grade. Then I went to public school.
There we go.
Yeah,
and then where was your middle school?
JCTMS.
All right, JCTMS. You're one of those.
Tamale.
Yeah. Yep, I went to Barrett.
Yeah, that was my pipeline. Yeah, yeah, you had to have a pipeline school. So mine was TMS, some was Barrett, some was Johnson. Mine was TMS. But no, this kid is like, he's the real deal. He's number one player, 6'8". You know,
so what are we doing? We get him?
What are we doing, PK? What's Kelsey?
Hey, yeah.
I'll let my man PK because we got to make it happen.
Let's go.
PK, and he played at a tournament here or like a little invitational, the Derek Smith Invitational last year at St. X, and he was there. Him with AJ Daspa, who's the number one player in the 25 class. They were in the same high school, and they both put on a show. But he's the real deal, and we got to make sure Kelsey gets in on that. So that's what I was over here doing,
as opposed to
watching Wimbledon. But I hope we get him. Man, that'd be awesome.
It would be great to get the number one player. Last time we did was Samardo Samuels,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he was like number one on some. He ain't going to be cheap, though.
Well, sure.
It ain't gonna be it ain't gonna be cheap, but that's okay.
I want to be in the game.
Hey, why not?
Yeah, I'm in the game. Exactly. And it sounds like it can come out of the $22 million that the school could pay now.
Yeah, so let's make it happen.
That can help. Text line says the V show definitely does not start at 12. I mean, it's so funny.
Is it closer to 12, 10?
Like, we'll have like a food drop, right? And I know Nick has to transition from 93.9 over to 680, which is about 20 steps. Okay. So there's a little bit of a transition.
The way he set that up, bro. It's just like, yeah, he's got to do that, but it's only 20 steps. Just like,
but he'll go all the way to the back. He'll be eating, chatting, stuff like that. It'll be like 12:12, and Diener will be like, Nick, what time you plan on starting a V show? Oh, yeah. And then my favorite Nick thing lately is like when like Brahm or Pat Kelsey are going to talk, where do you think I can find that? Where it always is, Nick. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube.
So the thing
go
that
cardstock. When like, I was, what are you talking about?
Where this has nothing to do with Nick, but this is just like just made me angry when
I say you can't train me on the back. Vavano.
It had nothing to do with Nick though. But we had Russ Smith in the other day, right? Yeah. So like I'm doing this thing now when I come in here and we have guests. Like I have them like after they're done with their interview segment, they go to the back, they sign my board, they record some liners. Yep. Hey, this is Russ Smith, and you're listening to 93.9 The Ville, like so we can get some station imaging, you know, real, look real professional.
Always.
Awesome. Well, I'm not going to. That shall remain nameless recorded my Russ Smith liner too overmodulated. So it just. Russ Smith! I'm just like.
Oh.
Like, I just want
are you to. Are you throwing James under the bus right now?
No, James. It wasn't James. He ain't going to do
was
the station MVP like that.
Was it Zachy C?
I mean, I'm was not going to say no names.
I must have said a hit on Zachy C. Was Zachy C?
No names.
Dial tone Zach?
But I just know.
Overmodulated Zach? Dato Zach, we got messed up the Russ Smith liner.
Like so. And so James, James is the one playing it for me. And I'm like, dang, bro. And he's like, you know, he'll be back again. And I'm like, yeah, next year. Like,
I'll be back next year. We can get Russ Smith back.
Like, hey, but
year.
I need to get him. I need to get my, that just, it just bothered me a little bit. So
yeah, there are some things I can't read on the text line that are funny, but yeah, I'm not trying to get canceled.
Oh, man.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to get canceled. What are you trying to do to me here? Like, I can't, you know, so text line, settle down, you know. So I'm sorry that your Russ Smith liner got messed up.
Yeah, that was.
I'm sorry
happy.
About that.
Because we have more guests coming in. Like,
oh, yeah? He's like, not gonna be,
like, well.
Can you say?
I can't say yet because it's not all the way confirmed. But it's in the works. It's in the works because I don't want to get people's hypes up and then like it not happen. So like, but we have more guests and that can't happen again.
No,
that cannot happen.
Well, because you may not be able to get these particular guests back.
Exactly.
Yes. I feel that 100%. Attention to detail.
Yes.
You know,
matters.
It matters.
If you want to,
say test.
Well, that's the thing. You just let it rock. You do some testing. It's like, oh, that's too hot. Let's pull it down a little bit.
Let me dial it down.
Let's pull it down a little bit. So. It's like, yeah, so...
get it together, Dial Tone Zach.
I didn't say a name, guys, by the way.
Who was
say,
it, Jeff?
I didn't say a name.
It was Zachy C in the studio with the volume. That's who I'm guessing. Oh, my word. This place would be an amazing sitcom. Like, you know, I love it, like... Phil Baker is an incredible sales guy. Mm-hmm. Like he's really good on the air. People hear him on the air and stuff like that. But he just delivers for clients. He knows
he's
how to
a beast.
Yeah,
Phil's a beast.
But whenever he sells something in Kansas City, you know our bosses there, they're always like, yeah, great sale, Phil, but just stop it. Stop it, great sale. You can stop at great sale. You know? Like, you can just stop right there. There doesn't need to be a button. Accept the money with a smile on your face. That's all that has to happen. But Phil gets the nth degree all the time, and I'm always feel really bad for him. So what's going on over the weekend? Are we just sitting around waiting for?
I can't stay still, man, because I like to do stuff. But I'm not going out of town anywhere. I'm always in the vicinity. But there are two major things. You know, I love the camp circuit. Like when camps are happening in the city. So we have Nate Hobbs camp this weekend. Nate Hobbs. Vegas Raiders.
Cool.
He's having it out at Wagner this Saturday. And then Josh Meekins is having his camp as well.
He's at Cincinnati or West Virginia
Cincinnati. So, yeah, he was originally going to go to West Virginia. Realized that wasn't the best move for him.
Right.
And Coach Satt actually told him, like, even after he committed, he said, hey, man, if you decide to change your mind, you have a spot here.
Good.
So he's going to go there. He has his small child here in town, so it's like it makes sense to be closer to his son.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so Josh Meekins' camp as well, and he doesn't turn any kid away. So he's got like 350 kids signed up already, and if you could walk up, it's at Ballard this weekend, this Saturday, I think, from 9 to 1. If you walk up, you decide you want to be in it, he's going to let you be in it.
Let's do it.
So it's awesome. So, yeah, so those two, I'll probably try to hit up both of those for a little bit.
So is Nate Hobbs your favorite Raider, given that he's a male bulldog and he's from Louisville?
My favorite right now is still Davante Adams, by the way.
Okay.
Even
when he's knocking over photographers and stuff like that?
Devontae's still a beast, though. Yeah, Devontae.
That's the only thing he's ever
But done. I love me some Nate Hobbs, man. Nate Hobbs is a really good player. He went to Mayo. He's from Louisville. That's why I'm excited about his camp.
Is he going to hook up some tickets out there in Allegiant?
I don't know him. So like,
okay.
So we'll see.
Well,
but I'll get to meet him.
Male and bulldog.
I'd imagine
you know,
I get. Yeah, I don't
Raider
know.
Fan. You're Jeff Whitesey Jr. Yeah. What the hell is this? He doesn't know you.
Yeah, I don't know him.
He doesn't know you.
And so, but I am going to go to his camp, introduce myself, and see what we can do.
Okay.
So
like, awesome.
But yeah, so that's why I'm excited about his stuff going on. That's why I say we can't have hot mics. Because you never know who could walk through the building.
You never know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and
we had D'Angelo Russell's mom like just pop in here. Like what? I think she was like he was in college still. Mm-hmm. Like I think he was at Ohio State.
Yeah,
and she just was. I don't remember why, but she
That's
was
funny.
She might have been looking for like one of the businesses down the way because mm-hmm. I think she was. I don't know what she was. I don't know say what she was working on now. I'm sure she's not working there now. But like, it was like, yeah, oh, you're all with the ESPN. Well, I'm D'Angelo Russell's mom. What? you, why did he come to Louisville? What's wrong with him?
Yeah, that's a Rick Pitino thing.
That's a Rick Pitino problem.
That's a Rick Pitino thing.
Come on, Rick.
But yeah, so that's what I'll be doing. And outside of that, just hanging out, man. And what I'm going to do, speaking of Davante Adams, I'm probably going to binge watch The Receiver.
Oh, you know, yeah. Is that out now?
Yeah, it's out now. I think it came out Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, cool. It's out now. It's following just how they did the quarterback with Mahomes and Kirk Cousins. This on The Receiver, I think they have Justin Jefferson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, George Kittle, Deebo Samuels, and Davante Adams.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I've seen some snippets, like people pulling clips on Twitter and stuff. I don't want to ruin it, but like that is them following them around the entire season. And it looks pretty good. Looks pretty good from the clips I've seen.
What was your reaction to Marcus Teague, Reed Travis, and Deron Lamb pulling out of the TBT for the La Familia? I guess it's not much of a familia.
Yeah.
What's the deal?
It's weird because it's so close, right? Like, it's so, like, they start practice. Like, Chris Jones came on here yesterday.
Yeah.
And he said, like, they start on Sunday. So, like, practices, like, I would imagine for the La Familia teams are starting around the same time. And to have that many guys pull out this close to the start was kind of interesting. It was a little weird. I don't know what that was about. And I'm curious if they're going to replace them, if they're just going to go as is. Can you pull in last-minute replacements? Like, what's that about? Like,
I don't know. I thought it was a familia.
Yeah.
Not a familia.
Hey, I got to hit up my man, 20 Beckham, see what's going on.
Is there a familia problem?
Well, the master is gone. He's in Fayetteville now.
Mm-hmm.
So he's the one to put them all together. All the guys that were on this team anyway played
for. That guy's so fake. Honestly, like, you want to, you know, if you're John Calipari and you're trying to raise money to go to Kentucky, the only people you really ought to hit up are the billions of dollars of NBA contracts that you take credit for that you had nothing to do with. And you wouldn't even have to hit up an average fan if you were the Don. So it's all fake juice. What was your reaction to Mark Pope running around Kroger Field with a helmet on?
Like, don't come at us about the spaceship stuff, man.
I know.
Like, come on, bro. Like, come on.
They
like,
went after Pat Kelsey when he went out there and caught punts.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, he did it first.
And he did it behind his back.
And he did it with flair.
Yeah, he was sick with it.
And Pope did it goofily.
Yeah.
And so stop jocking our style.
They're going to do a spaceship video next?
it's kind of like when they Strebel did this, and UK fans did this. They made fun of us when we added DJ Cake Dog. They're like, oh, Louisville, you got to add a DJ. Like 2 years later, they added a DJ.
Yeah.
And I'm like, y'all going to walk all that back?
Because
hypocrites don't do that.
Yeah, like you're supposed to.
That's not what hypocrites
but
do.
But Pope, like you said, looked kind of like, it was like Kelsey put on the stuff, caught punts or whatever, caught it behind his back or whatever. But Pope just going around there just hitting people in the head, and he's a giant too. Like,
oh, he's huge.
Some things look cooler when you're like average size. Like, but him being 6'10" and being a giant with this helmet on.
What'd you think of his most recent rap release?
Nah, what'd he do this time?
You didn't see it?
I only saw him rapping Hamilton. I get a scholarship to Queen's College. I haven't seen anything.
It was
past
a different
that.
One. It was like he's sitting one. Down. I was like earlier in the week. You saw it. You know what song it was from?
I don't.
I saw it. I cringed. I turned it off. I was just like, whatever. Imagine. Now, if I'm a Kentucky fan, maybe I like it. And, you know, maybe I'm into it if I'm a Kentucky fan.
But I'm not. It's such a starch contrast because they don't like. Like, Kelce is a starch contrast from Rick, but we've had 7 years of difference, right?
Yeah,
like, but it's such a starch contrast.
Well, Mac
to go.
Was boring, and Kenny didn't say anything.
Yeah, he just, yeah.
Didn't say a damn.
Like, but you had Cal, like, 6 months ago, and to go from that to this, that's a hell of a, it's a lot to ingest. It's a lot to digest right now, and whether they never admit it, some people are just, like, cringing. Well, like, they're definitely cringing.
What worked in Provo doesn't necessarily work in Lexington, you know? It wouldn't work in Lawrence or Chapel Hill either.
Well, because
Provo's a different kind of place.
And it's different, too, because they had Rick, so they had that kind of prestige, and then they had Tubby, which Tubby was more relatable, but he still had like a prestigious type of aura. Like, he wasn't seen as goofy. Nobody would consider Tubby Smith goofy.
But maybe this works.
And maybe it does.
Maybe it works.
You know, maybe, yeah, we'll see. And then and
maybe
you
get a lot of people rapping at Rupp Arena next winter. They're in between ice cream, soft serve ice creams. They're getting their bars down.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. I don't see that happening. I don't see 22,000 and Rupp rapping anything.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, if you consider that a rap. I don't know. Like, but I don't see too many
rap from the hills.
Yeah.
It's hard to rap without teeth.
Yeah.
Chase. I mean.
That was a good one.
You know, the toothbrush was invented in Lexington, Chase.
Is that right?
If it had been invented anywhere else, it would have been called the teeth brush.
Mm,
so,
yikes.
You know, that's a dad joke. Laffy Taffy, baby. No, but anyway, we'll continue to roll on. We got Louis Rabeau sticking his nose. State your business. No, so we got him in here, and he'll be along after us. But we've got Maven and Rummage at 10 o'clock, and we'll continue to roll along. Liquor Barn, if you're around the lake, or if you're headed down to the lake or hanging out by the pool and just don't feel like going anywhere because super hot and you just want to save some time, go see our friends at Liquor Barn. It's where Kentuckians go to celebrate life, and they will deliver to you. And you know, they have great events over there, the best bourbons, curated bourbon selection on the planet. It's amazing. You walk through there, I saw some stuff yesterday, I was like, wow, that I can actually buy that, you know. You know, I can buy that right now here, and it's here. I can touch it. It's not something I'm like looking at a photo on, because they have the best bourbon anywhere, and that's just the way it is over there at Liquor Barn. So go see them over there, have them delivered to you, and you know, if you do happen to talk to anybody, tell them Blankenbaker sent you. Mark Blankenbaker, Jeff Lightsey. We'll be back next after this.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Mark Blankenbaker and Jeff Lightsey Jr.
Welcome back to the Diener Show here on ESPN 680, 105.7 and 93.9 The Ville. We've got lots of stuff going on over the weekend. We're going to have Kentucky Racing Spotlight tonight, 6 o'clock. We have Reds and Marlins, 7 on 680 and 105.7. The TBT's coming up July 20th. That's in 8 days. And we also have the UPS Jobs Hiring Fest. So if you want to join us for the UPS Summer Hiring Fest Saturday, it's July 13th or Sunday, July 14th. So that's Saturday and Sunday. They're going to have summer treats and giveaways. You can apply online at upsjobs.com/worldport. And they're hiring for day shift, part-time package handling positions. Starting pay is $21 an hour. Benefits include holidays, paid vacation, 401k, tuition assistance, health care, Medicare, including medical, dental, vision, and all that after 9 months. Pretty good little hiring fest going on there. Go to upsjobs.com/worldport for details on that. Now, I don't know if you saw this, Jeff, but home run betting has gotten kind of big.
Yeah.
And
I've seen that.
In on the gambling apps, like FanDuel has a thing called Dinger Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
And so, like, Caesars and DraftKings have kind of countered with their own home run props and boosts and stuff like that because they don't want to get left behind.
Yeah,
and,
of course not.
And DraftKings started doing, like, if you bet $25 on a player to hit a home run, you get 50 cents for every home run hit in Major League Baseball that day.
Oh, wow.
So if there's 50 home runs, you get a $25 bonus bet or something like that. So,
that's not bad.
And some people get like a dollar, and it depends on who you are, stuff like that. But like this guy, he bet in the Diamondbacks-Braves game last night for Eugenio Suarez, who's used to be a Red, right?
Eugenio,
to hit a home run, and he had him at plus 700.
Well, why not?
To hit a home run, which that's a nice little payout. I think it was $50 to pay 450.
It's not bad.
I think I'm seeing this correct. It's kind of blurry. So it's kind of blurry, but I can see it's Eugenio Suarez, that it's for plus 700, and I can't exactly see it. Well, this guy, he's a Diamondback fan. He's wearing a Diamondback hat. He catches the home run from Suarez that cashed his bet.
Wow.
How incredible is that?
That's crazy.
Like, you bet a player to hit a home run, you're going to the game, you catch the ball in the outfield that cashes your plus $400 W.
Yeah,
that's
nuts.
A freaking cool moment.
That's nuts.
What are the odds of that?
Very low.
Like, very, very low. Because first you have to just go to the game. Like, you have to be there.
Sure.
And then he has to hit a home run, and you have to be in the area that he hits the home run. And you have to catch it.
Like,
You have to catch it. Like, it's a lot of variables.
It could be two seats over.
Absolutely.
And it'd still be awesome.
No, yeah.
Two seats over, awesome. But you catch the ball.
Catching the ball is not, like, yeah, that is actually... Very. I didn't know where you were going with this, but I didn't think it was that.
Yeah, and this, like, is the guy. He took a photo of it.
That's awesome.
With a screenshot and the ball, and he's wearing the D-backs hat. It's pretty cool. I just thought that was a really cool story. And betting home runs is tough. I mean, I've done it. If there's a promo, I'll use it. I just thought that was pretty cool to see that go down. So, and then what did you think of the ESPYs that Lamar Jackson with his play?
Best play.
Where he caught his own pass.
Yeah, he did.
That was the best play.
I thought that was awesome when he did it. I thought it was deserving of the win. So shout out to Lamar. It sucks that it was in a losing effort. That's the only thing that kind of sucks, because of course it was a loss to the Chiefs. Ugh.
Like, I was like pissed off after that game.
Oh no, yeah.
Like, NFL games never affect me. Like, even Lamar and the Ravens, like, I want the Ravens to win, but like when they lose, I'm usually like, okay, got it. Moving on. The Kentucky game, football, when Louisville blew their game against Kentucky, that pissed me off.
Yeah, that
pissed me off.
That was probably the most mad I've been at a Louisville game in a while.
Me too.
Because it was, you outgained them on every, like, you gave the game away. Like,
we gave it away.
You gave it away. Between the two fumbles, the kickoff return for a touchdown, and the two-play drive, and the Ray Davis long touchdown, like, all of those things were preventable.
Yeah.
Ah, just made me. Just makes but me mad
I
thinking
was
about it.
Similar yeah. level of angst after the Ravens lost to the Chiefs.
Yeah, I was pretty mad about that one too.
And it's the only time that I've ever really been that upset
I can vouch. I remember. Well, we had the same reaction, actually. I was really mad. But, just like,
pissed.
Those days when you walked in was very, yeah.
I was just somber. Irritated. Like, you don't lose games that you shouldn't lose. Like,
yeah.
Like, there are games where, like, okay, Louisville loses to Pitt. I was actually, like, okay. Because to me,
they gave that one away too. Though
you gave it away,
but it was more.
It's on the road. It's raining, and whether we like it or not, and I love, and what I'm about to say, I love Jeff Brohm, but he's got a history of losing the inexcusable game.
Oh, it's just true.
He'll go and beat Ohio State, and then lose the next week or the following weeks or whatever to like
Northwestern.
And you're like, hang on, what?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And when he finally gets it together and, you know, that doesn't happen, that's when the season will really get special. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how you kind of go from a typical year to a really special year. And so the Pittsburgh game, to me, is totally within character of that happening. And plus, the game was officiated the same way the whole time, and that's usually, you know, all you can ever ask. But the DBs were able to do things in that game, Louisville and Pitt, that would benefit what Pittsburgh does more than what Louisville does. And so while they called it the same way, and you can't really say, well, you called this here, it wasn't inconsistent, but it was in Pittsburgh's favor. But that happens, especially on the road, and you got to overcome it, and we didn't, and we turned the ball over, the pick six, all the different things. I was never more confident at halftime. I was super confident at halftime. Loving what we were doing at halftime.
Just stop doing it.
And then
stop running the ball.
And screwed it up. So
hey, just stop running the ball. So like
Jawar got hurt. He tried to play through it. Couldn't. So, you know, he had lost Renato Brown. We're scrambling.
Yeah. So yeah, like you said, the Pittsburgh thing made more sense. The UK thing, I mean, it just, because all of it was self-inflicted. Like every single thing, the kickoff return, that's self-inflicted. The two fumbles by Plummer, those are the fumble by Plummer, the fumble by Jawar. Those are all self-inflicted. A two-play drive that leads to a touchdown, that's self-inflicted. The Ray Davis, nobody touches him after he gets out.
Oh.
Like that's self. Like, you know what I mean? Like all of those things were preventable.
Yeah.
And
the two-play drive against Florida State.
Yeah.
Stupid. Yeah. They're in the Wildcat. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like two-play drive against Kentucky. What are you doing? Like, I'm okay. Like, you know, somebody just beat you.
Yeah.
You know?
No, yeah. It's like they were a better team than us that day. Hey, ain't nothing we can do about it.
But
when
you're just not, when you kind of just give it away.
But that's kind of how I felt about Florida State. I was just like, yo, they were just a better team that day.
Their defense was sick.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, we couldn't block Fisk. We couldn't block Verse. Like, they were just a better team that day. Kentucky, I can't say that. Because even if you look at the yardage, and people always want to point to, they didn't have any penalties. Yeah, they didn't have any penalties. That sucks. We only had three. Like, they didn't call a lot of penalties. We only had three.
A Mark Stoops team.
Yeah.
Did not have a single flag thrown against
them. Which is wild. I'm not disagreeing.
I'm just asking.
This isn't Nick Saban here, bro. Yeah. I mean, you've seen this team.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, they're throwing trash
time
cans
and time
at Lamar.
Again.
Like,
yes.
Come on. Like, it's a Mark Stoops coach team. Like, to have zero penalties.
I'm not.
That's horse.
They just weren't calling a lot of penalties, though.
But like, Louisville still fumbled the ball.
Exactly.
Kickoff returns.
The penalties didn't lose you that game.
No.
The penalties didn't.
It would have been nice to get one.
I'm just asking for one on the kickoff.
Yes.
There were, like, four holdings.
There were, like, four holds on the kickoff return, which is bullcrap. It was a big part of why they were able to win the game. But, you know, I just call total BS on that. Like, there's just no way that Kentucky went a whole game without
what I do
an
know.
Sorry,
what I do know. we can't lose UK this year. Like that's not an option. Like that's really not an option.
We'll have ACC officials there this year.
I don't know. That sounds good. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, we'll have ACC officials in Kroger Field.
Can't have six losses in a row to Kentucky. Like that just, it don't even sound right.
Has that ever happened on either side?
I don't know.
Because I know we've won five.
Yes.
Let's see. I mean, you could say at the beginning of the series, because in 1912
50s, sorry,
to 1912, 13, 14, 15, the in 20s, they won six in a row. But in the modern era, there's four wins for Louisville, four wins for Kentucky, five wins for Louisville, and then they currently have five. So the record is five. So, you know, we went on a five-game run, and we could have had in 2002 not decided to just have a terrible offensive line that year that submarined the entire year. We could have won eight in a row. That was a period where Louisville won 7 out of 8, which is always my favorite period because Louisville was in Conference USA. And so whenever, like in the last year when Louisville lost to Kentucky, they were like, well, that's that SEC. And I'm like, hang on. You mean to tell me when Louisville was winning 7 out of 8 against Kentucky that it was about Conference USA being in the SEC? No. We're not – you can't – if you can't backwards the logic, then it's not – it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. It's just, it was about Louisville and Kentucky. It was about Kentucky beating Louisville that day.
Yeah.
That's all it was. Didn't have anything to do with the SEC. Didn't have anything to do with Georgia or Texas A&M or Wake Forest or North Carolina. Didn't have anything. It had something to do with Kentucky versus Louisville. That's it.
Yes.
That's all.
100% agree.
But I don't understand that mentality to not take credit when you win a game. Like, I don't. Understand
it's because the SEC is all high and mighty and superior to everybody, and we're all just peasants.
Despite having a losing record to the ACC last year.
We're all just peasants, Mark. Like, because the SEC feels like they're all Georgia or they're all Alabama.
They're not, though.
And they're not.
There's a Georgia.
Yes.
There's a Bama.
Yes.
I still don't know how Jalen Milroe beat that Georgia team last year. I still can't get my head around that one.
Well, Milroe really figured it out by the end of the year.
I know.
He figured it out.
But their snaps are all low. Well, and that all was this his, other
yeah,
stuff.
The snaps
and,
are just. I mean, because
was sick.
Well, and so was Michigan. And he had a legit chance of beating them if they snapped the freaking ball.
Right.
Like, they have a good center. He has a chance of beating Michigan, who just steamrolled Washington.
Right.
And Washington was good. And they just steamrolled them.
Georgia Michigan would have been a really cool title game to watch.
Yeah.
If he could have gotten there.
Well, Bama Michigan felt like the title game.
It was
in overtime,
and
like literally it was one play away from, and it was like a bad snap. Like, the thing is, it's not to say Michigan still couldn't have stopped him on the play, but like it ended up turning a play into something that it wasn't. I don't think they called a QB draw the last play of the game, but it was a bad snap, and I think he kind of panicked and he just ran it, and obviously he got tackled and they lost. But
yeah,
like, you gotta give him a legit chance to make a play, not snap the ball, dribble the ball back to the quarterback, which is crazy. Alabama, just crazy for that to happen to Alabama.
What are you doing over there, Chase? What's going on in your world this weekend? What's rolling on
this weekend? Not a whole lot.
Beers,
I think,
to
I'm gonna
drink.
Go, yeah, beers to drink.
Always
cold beers. But very cold because it's going to be hot. I think I'm going to go to the Nulu Summerfest thing.
Oh, that sounds fun.
What's that about?
I've never been, but I think it's like noon to 7 down in Nulu.
On Saturday?
Yeah. It's got, you know, they said there's going to be like tiki bars and stuff out there. So,
tiki bars?
Yeah. Like,
a little tiki bar?
Yeah,
I know Burger Week's coming up too. I know.
All right. So, here we go. So, from the 600 to 800 blocks of East Market Street from 12 to 7, it's Nulu's annual summer celebration. That's a free plug for the Nulu Summerfest. The Nulu Summerfest will return and with surf-inspired tunes, a watermelon eating contest.
Wow.
Tie-dye station, limbo contest, putt-putt, pickleball, summer yard games, and local food trucks with 80-plus vendors and a tiki bar from Crowler Catering featuring the winning cocktail from the Clash of the Cocktails. Admission is free. And you can go do that. So there's also the watermelon eating contest is from 3:30 to 4:00. So Nick Valvano will show up ready at 4:15.
30 minutes to eat some watermelon. That's a long time. Golly.
And I guess Clash of the Cocktails was
30 minutes a long
3
time.
Days ago. I don't know who won. I don't know who won.
Clash of the
Cocktails. Yeah, so it's like All the drinks of Nulu kind of they all throw down, and there's like a vote and whoever wins. So I don't know, but you know, my vote would be for 7, the mango margarita at 7 in Nulu.
You was telling me about that. Yeah. Yeah, you said that was really good. I still haven't made my way over there yet.
It's unreal. Oh, you need to go.
Yeah.
The Nulu Summerfest. Why not?
Yeah.
It's there.
Well, why not? I go check out 7 bars.
You'll be really close to the hospitals.
Mango margarita. On standby. All the hospitals on standby.
I'm like,
it's not the one we're supposed to go to, but hell, we're down here. We might as well. We're just going to go to this.
Just in case. There's one right there. That's hysterical. Well, I know what Lightsey's doing. Nothing. Yeah. Just gonna you're gonna go to some hot. You're
I told
go
you
some
I'm gonna try to hit the camps. For a tad bit because that's my thing. I go out to the camps. I meet the guys that are running the camps and network.
I feel you. Hang out.
See what's what.
Little Nate Hobbs, little Josh Minkins.
Yeah, especially with guys like the NFL. Really got they're from Louisville. They're gonna do camps every year. You gotta let them know who you are and try to get them in studio. Try to do some cool stuff with that because these guys are in the NFL. Like they're from Louisville. They're gonna be here. They live here. Their family's here.
Should have played here.
And they should have played.
Well, I get the Minkins thing. You know, I understand. Like, it's kind of like Russ Yeast a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he spoke about it on Ennis' show. He came on this week.
Oh, he did?
On Wednesday. He talked about, he enjoyed his time here. He spent 4 years here at Louisville. He enjoyed it. He just needed an opportunity to play more. You know what I mean? Like, he needed an opportunity to showcase his skills if he wants any chance at a professional career in football. Like, you got to go somewhere where you're going to play. And that's,
And sometimes guys just need another
fresh
look.
Start. He said, I need a fresh start.
Another look, a different coach, or, something like, it worked for Russ Yeast at Kansas State.
Yeah, it did.
Russ was kind of in the mix here. He was a good player. I mean, it's not a player that you want to lose, but he wasn't on an NFL trajectory.
No,
it was not. And then we went to the Big 12 and he played at K-State. He's a Los Angeles Ram now.
Yes, he is.
So it's hard to hate on it. Try to do that. So, we'll read a couple texts here as we go through that. Please make Blank and Lightsy a regular Friday thing. I love it. Yeah. Well, I don't know how Drew feels about that.
Dina's like, I'm going to be back in the saddle here on Fridays here soon. He just got things to do during the summer.
Let's see. Text line says, Mark, that pisses me off to no end. No penalties. What a bunch of crap to think that Jeff Brohm's best coaching last year, which was incredible, was the Miami game. And the Miami was, my opinion, the most talented team we played all year. There was a great feeling in Miami. Did you go to the Miami game?
I did.
Watched it from home. That was a good vibe. Mm-hmm. That was the best vibe of the season. There's just no doubt. And it sucks that there was not a win after that. Yeah. It was like, we got the accomplishment. We're in the ACC championship
clinched
game.
Clinched the title game, yeah.
And then there was nothing else. It was one of my favorite moments. So, we have our baby. We're at the hotel. Mm-hmm. I go and rendezvous with Ashley and my sister and her boyfriend, Justin. And we're all kind of hanging out. And Ashley needed me to go get something in the room. So, I go up the elevator, get stuff out of the room. So, I'm by myself. And I wish I wasn't by myself. This is one of these moments that I wish
somebody else witnessed
it. You were there.
Yeah, somebody else witnessed it.
Like Drew was there or my sister's boyfriend was there because when I'm waiting on the elevator to go back down, I hit the down arrow. Elevators open up. Three Miami fans. And I'm wearing my Louisville stuff. So I just walked on. I didn't turn around. You know how a lot of times you get in an elevator and you turn your back to the people in there? I was like, I'm not turning around. And I didn't say a damn thing. And they got the biggest laugh out of it. And it was like this look of satisfaction on my face. Like, yeah, we just kicked your ass. It was like the best moment ever. I wish you could have seen it. I wish Chase was there.
Good man.
Chase, why were you in Hollywood, Florida with me?
I probably had a coach. I remember that game was a marathon. I was like, by the end of it, I was standing in the middle of
it. Oh, man.
Restrepo caught the ball.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Dude, I was.
The Quincy Riley play the last.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes. I was just like, whew. I thought it was over.
The missed field goals. Like, that game felt like it took 6 hours to me.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot going on.
There was a lot going on because I was trying to, Diener was sweating. He was running around the stadium trying to find, how Diener gets. He's all frazzled. So, he finally gets in there and he's carrying his luggage to the game because he's going to fly back.
Tell the story,
But anyway, so then we're, Travelstead misses those field goals.
Yes.
They're makeable. And everybody's like upset. And Travelstead's like, mom and dad are like near us. No, it was Doman. It's a different Brock. Mm-hmm. It's Brock Doman's mom. And so I was like, chill, dude. There's players' families, right here. Diener's going off. And I'm like, chill, dude. These are kids, whatever. Yeah. He's just like, and so then the other kid, Lopez, he's out there warming up. And he was warming up with the holder. And I was like, they're changing kickers. And he goes, they're not going to change. He didn't change Jack Plummer against George Tech. He's not going to change Travis. I'm like, he's changing kickers. This is how this goes. The primary kicker gets the holder in warm-ups, and then the backups kick off a tee.
Yeah.
This is how this goes. You get the center and the holder. And so, anyway, he does. And went a big part of why we won the game. And then Trevante Sylvester caught a touchdown
pass.
Yes,
he did. Yes,
and I called that out live. Diener thought I was like a magician. He goes, how in the hell do you know who that is? Because I know more than the quarterback. Right?
The quarterback and the coach? You know,
who's our defensive coordinator, Diener?
So then Ron English coming out of
the... We're not getting English. He'd get Plummer and Brom. Top Gun. Yeah. There we go.
That is funny, man.
He could get to Jawar Jordan and Jamari Thrash by that point. Like, you know, by that point, he knew the scope.
It was at the end of the season, so I would hope so. 10, 11 games in.
How do you know Jamari Thrash is going to be any good? How do you know Tyler Hudson's going to be any good? I don't know.
You just know.
Were they?
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're pretty good. One place with the Browns now.
I thought Hudson... He just wasn't fast enough to play in the NFL.
Yeah.
I liked him a lot. Sure-handed. I'll take a Tyler Hudson 100 times
on
out of 100.
On this team right now.
Anybody.
Yeah.
There's not a team we've had I wouldn't take Tyler Hudson on.
Yeah.
Like, ever. He's just a really good player.
Yeah.
So you can get all these guys. So, I don't know. I don't know what else we got. You make Friday better for all of us. I don't think it's a regular Friday thing. I just don't think Diener's worked a Friday in a few months. I think that's all.
It's been that long?
It's been a couple months when you think about it.
Dang. It worked a Friday.
He's down there in Nashville. Yeah, so he's been taking those off. Memorial Day weekend. 4th of July, nobody broadcast.
Yeah, this is true.
So, yeah.
Dang, when you put it like that, it has been a while.
I legit don't know less. I'm not complaining about it. It's fun sometimes to host.
Yeah.
And talk about backup right tackle.
Offensive line play. Yeah.
Can't do that, Diener shows up. But Medvedev won the first set. Alcaraz is winning the second. It's still early yet in this Wimbledon semifinal. Djokovic up next. We'll let you know on Monday who the true Italians are in this office. Mark Blankenbaker, Jeff Leitze,
thanks a lot, man.
Good luck over the weekend. Have fun with your beers and Nulu Fest, Chase.
Will do.
Maybe I'll join you. I don't think so. I got kids.
It's hot.
Sounds amazing. Hot. Maybe one day. All right. We've spit back Louis Rabeau, Zach EC, Maben and Rummage, Nick Valvano maybe. We'll see what happens next on the other side.